We've talked a lot about CRISPR. We've talked a lot about gene editing. But now, as of today, March 16th, in a Fox News article, China has brought us even closer to the designer baby breakthrough. That's what their words, not mine. We've also discussed how bad this is going to be. Not to mention that you have an individual, Ray Kurzweil, who has made 147 predictions since 1990 and is correct 86% of the time, stating that by 2029, brains will begin to fuse with machines. And this is a Google expert. So today we have China bringing us one step closer, and all they did was, I shouldn't say all they did because this is huge, the experiment successfully repaired just under 10% of genetic mutations, a rate too low to be practical, but high enough to be encouraging. That's what that's again, Fox News' words, not mine. And then you have Ray Kurzweil, a Google expert, who is stating that by 2029, our brains will fuse with machines. And it's called singularity. Better yet, it's called the fourth industrial revolution. It's called where the elite turn us all into robotic slaves. Literally. In fact, they term it in a way to where they say that humans will mix with machines. But in previous industrial revolutions, humans created machines for work. Now, as the humans and machines mix, we're going to see this in disgusting atrocity come to life. And according to this expert, it's going to happen by 2029. I would say it's going to happen sooner than that. They're already working on the technology, but you also have to realize it kind of depends on what sort of technology he is referring to. Fully mixing with machines. Kurzweil says, when we live in a cybernetic society, we will have computers in our brains, and machines will be smarter than human beings. He claims that this is already happening with technology, especially with our addiction to our phones, and says the next step is to wire this technology into our brains. Kurzweil, who is an author who describes himself as a futurist and works on Google's machine learning project, predicted that technological singularity would happen by 2029 at the SXSW, or South by Southwest, conference in Austin, Texas. Singularity is when carbon and silicon-based intelligence will merge to form a single global consciousness. It's no longer some sci-fi nightmare. It's around the corner. Everything that comes out over the next few years regarding computers, cell phones, technology, and the like, and artificial intelligence will be gearing humanity up for this singularity. And while they're doing that, we should all be waking humanity up. We have to realize what these tech giants want. We have to realize what the elite want. It's quite clear what they're working on. They're not doing it in the secret anymore. I mean, if you go back to the 80s, 90s, I mean, hell, if you go back to the early days of the early truthers, they were warning us about this. And a lot of people didn't listen because it was sci-fi. I'll tell you what, it's no longer a sci-fi nightmare. An experiment to create designer babies just took place. The experiment successfully repaired just under 10% of genetic mutations. They have altered DNA. It's no longer science fiction. It's reality. And when this technological singularity takes place, there really won't be a going back. Because you have to realize, once they implant these chips, how are they going to get them out? Surgically? Okay, I could see that. But what happens if it gets hacked? What happens when the artificial intelligence takes over an actual human? What happens? That leads to computers having human intelligence, or putting them inside our brains, connecting them to the cloud, and expanding who we are. That's the goal. This absurdity, it's a future scenario, but still, it's nearing reality. And it's downright freaky. We're talking about the New World Order, and we're talking about a global consciousness. Every single person connected to the same cloud and the same artificial intelligence. That is called the hive mind. And these aren't my words. This is a Google technician. Now the question is, of course, by then, will the ethical standards that are keeping CRISPR at bay, or the gene editing technology at bay, be gone? Because we know what comes with these designer babies. Baby farming. Human life will no longer be valued as special. Rather, it will just be another animal. That's the point of evolution. That's the point of the theory evolution. The theory of evolution. The Chinese team working at the third affiliated hospital first worked with abnormal embryos with little success, according to the report. But when they tried to repair mutations in normal embryos from immature eggs donated by people undergoing IVF, they had a breakthrough. The eggs presented less of a bioethical dilemma, as they are usually discarded by IVF clinics. But healthy children have been born from such eggs. The team fertilized each egg by injecting sperm from one of the two men with a hereditary disease. So they created diseases to fix them. Oh, that sounds familiar. Then used the CRISPR technique on the single-cell embryos before they started dividing. So what the hell's going to happen? Are they going to just experiment with an egg? Create a human, a lab-grown human, from an individual who does have a hereditary disease. They're going to alter the DNA and see if it worked. And that doesn't cause an ethical dilemma? How so? You're messing with life. You're messing with the human life. Better yet, what the hell are you going to create? In another case, it fixed a mutation that causes the blood disease beta thalassemia, a group of inherited blood disorders that affect about 1 in every 100,000 people. Here's the other problem from this. Do we know the result of what their mutations will cause? No, we don't. But these scientists are moving at such a pace that they don't want us to ever know the result of what they could possibly do. They don't want us to ever look at what could take place from a mistake. Because you mess up with this, oh boy. And I would never put a human life in these people's hands. They don't care. They're doing it for special interests. The claim is always for medicine and to stop diseases. It's not true. It does look more promising than previous papers. Frederick Lanner of Sweden told the publication, the study could lead to wider experimentation with using CRISPR. They have literally no idea what outcome they're going to create, but somehow they're allowed to experiment by creating chimeras. You see, this science and this technology, they're melding together. It's no longer science is one field, technology is another. Science and technology have melded into one field. They're going to use technology and they're going to use science to create the new world order. While the majority of people will be slaves to computers and artificial intelligence, hell, most of them are already, without even knowing it. They can't get off their phone. The other ones will create super soldiers, creatures, and the like. And that may sound crazy. Yeah, how's this? Singularity. That's what they're calling this. Where man and machine are one. That sounds pretty crazy too. But Google technicians are working on it now. Folks, you got to get this out. People have got to be aware of what's going on in the background of Google's labs. There we are. Google's labs, yeah. You've got to be aware of what China, the communist nation, is doing. If China were to have an absolute breakthrough with this, and they were to be able to create super soldiers and, you know, superhuman strength and things like that, wouldn't that be a military advancement? And a communist nation, wouldn't they use that? And you're going to sit here and tell me it doesn't violate bioethical, or it doesn't cause a bioethical dilemma. You see, that doesn't make any sense. But of course, it's designed not to make any sense because they want to get away with it. And they want to create it. We know the world that's coming. The Bible told us of these days, the days of lawlessness and knowledge increasing exponentially. It's time to wake up. That's all I got for you. God bless and carry on.